Hi there. Welcome to this week's audio post. And if you're listening to this on the day that I shared this note, you probably celebrated, or maybe you didn't, Valentine's Day this week. But whenever you're listening to this, I sincerely feel that this can help you. So let me dive in. Manifesting is like this beautiful dance with the universe, and the key moves in that dance have to do with showering yourself with the love and care you deserve. It's about tapping into the energy of true self-love, which happens to be on the same frequency as the core energy of the universe, unconditional, unlimited love. But here's the plot twist. When we start resisting or blocking this true self-love that nurtures our spirit and lifts our consciousness, we are unconsciously putting up a roadblock against the creative energy we need to shape our destiny with intention. So here's what's wild about this. You see, we all start off as experts in asking for what we want and unabashedly loving ourselves. Think about it. Think about babies. If they are hungry, they cry. When they are happy, they coo and they cuddle. But somehow, as we grow up, we lose this superpower of asking for and receiving what we desire, which is the only superpower that works like magic when it comes to aligning with the heart of the universe. So there's no way around it. If you want to manifest in your life and business, you need to learn to love yourself truly, madly, deeply, and with unending fervor. I'm talking about self-love as the ultimate manifesting tool. And as you keep deepening that love for yourself, showing up for yourself day after day with genuine appreciation and humble devotion, guess what happens? Manifesting with intention starts to feel like a breeze. No matter what life throws at you, it's like a secret sauce for making things happen. In my upcoming book, Manifest Anything You Want, it's coming out in June 2024. If you're listening to this before June 2024, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But anyway, in my book, I talk about growing a garden of self-love with the flowers of self-trust, self-kindness, and self-acceptance. Now, these are complex concepts, and I'm not going to get into the details today, but I do have something that's doable and repeatable that you can try right now. It's magical and scientific at the same time, and it can effectively grow true self-love. It can effectively help you give yourself true self-love. So studies show that human touch is critical for our well-being from the day we are born till the very last day. And it's because touch encourages the production of oxytocin, which is also known as the love hormone. Oxytocin promotes trust, empathy, and bonding. I found that one of the simplest and most powerful ways to give yourself true self-love when you need it most is through the gift of touch. You can do this easily and at any time. You can hold your hand, pat yourself gently on the head or stroke your hair. Place one or both hands on your heart, which happens to be one of my favorites. I love taking one healing breath with both of my hands on my heart. You can wrap your arms around yourself in a warm, loving hug. It doesn't have to take long. There are many other ways, by the way, to do that. You can stroke your arm. There's so many ways. The most important thing is to feel, consciously tune into that feeling of touch on yourself. So this doesn't have to take long. Just a minute or two or even a moment is enough to show yourself that someone is with you, someone cares, someone loves you, and that's you, right? Isn't that fun. Can you imagine? You can give yourself that love at any time. So let's try this. Let's celebrate Valentine's Day for the rest of this month, or whenever you're listening to this, let's celebrate with the ultimate manifesting tool that gives without holding back and that nurtures and supports you so you can effortlessly align with the universe to create the life you want. That, and that's giving yourself the most priceless gift, I believe, in existence. The gift of true self-love. So that's our little audio for today. Hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And don't forget, anytime you need it, give yourself that gift of touch. The gift of true self-love. Happy Valentine's Day, belated Valentine's Day. Until we meet again, bye.